Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Robin.
So, Rick, I mentioned before the discussion about staying off those ice floes earlier in the show that we were seeing some significant snowfall this season. You've got some numbers, although I don't think you were out there yourself measuring them, correct?
I was not out there measuring myself, but this is all according to the National Weather Service in Duluth. And with just a few hours left on the calendar in 2022, Duluth broke its December snowfall record. The National Weather Service in Duluth tweeted the news late on Saturday that we had enough snow to bring the city's snowfall total to 44.7 inches for the month. And that total broke the previous record of 43.3 inches set in 1950. Now already the winter of 2022-2023 is on pace to be the snowiest ever in Duluth and probably Superior as well. The seasonal snowfall so far is double the 30 inches that would be normal by this time of the year. And we still have 4 months of potential snowmaking weather ahead.
Well, we better get used to it. And as we're out there trying to get rid of that stuff, we're hoping there'll be others out there to help. That could have been a real problem on the Minnesota side.
Yes, it could have been. The snowplow drivers for St. Louis County were looking at a potential strike at the first of the year, but the Teamsters reached a tentative deal to avert that. So after 5 months of negotiation and mediation, the Teamsters Local 320 reached a tentative agreement with St. Louis County Administration for a 3-year contract late last week, averting a possible strike. The union represents 165 snowplow drivers and other public works employees. The agreement includes a 3% general wage increase each year of the contract, insurance premium protection, a new apprenticeship program, and a 25-cent per hour stipend toward winter gear and other supplies, which had been a key point of contention between the parties. Members had voted to authorize a strike by rejecting the county's offer on December 19. The earliest the union could have filed its intent to strike was January 1st, but now they're just waiting for ratification of the agreement.
Okay, well, just like the never-ending snow, the Husky oil refinery explosion in Superior in 2018 has been a never-ending story, but there's finally a punctuation mark to it.
Yes. 4 years later, a federal agency released its final report late last week on the April 26, 2018 explosion and fire that caused about $500 million in damage to the Husky Superior refinery and injured 36 workers. A summary of the report from the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board noted that the explosion released 39,000 pounds of flammable hydrocarbon vapor into the air, and over 2,500 residents of the city of Superior were evacuated from their homes, and the city of Duluth, Minnesota, issued a shelter-in-place order during that time. The refinery was owned at the time by Husky Energy, Husky then merged with Cenovus Energy, and in its report, the Chemical Safety Board details how the explosion occurred while the refinery was shutting down its fluid catalytic cracking unit to perform planned maintenance, a common process called a turnaround. Two vessels of the catalytic cracking unit exploded and propelled metal fragments up to 1,200 feet away that punctured a nearby asphalt storage tank and spilled about 17,000 barrels of hot asphalt, which ignited and then caused the fires. A summary of the report details how the city of Superior's evacuation was based on the potential risk of a release of a highly toxic hydrofluoric acid, which was stored and used at the refinery. Although no release occurred, the risk was present because the hydrofluoric acid storage tank was closer to the point of the explosion than the asphalt storage tank and could have been punctured by the debris from the explosion. The report also noted key safety issues, including lack of industry guidance, safety process knowledge, emergency preparedness, and essential safeguards and outdated equipment that failed to hold up during an extreme event. The release of the investigation took almost 5 years to complete. It was originally set to be released in late spring, early summer of 2019, according to the federal agency, which gets to the root cause of incidents and makes safety recommendations but cannot issue penalties. During the Trump administration, however, the agency was on the chopping block, burdened by underfunding, turnover of investigators, and unfilled board positions. A massive backlog of investigations formed and delayed the inquiry into the Superior Refinery. The Superior Refinery is set to reopen in early 2023. In the fall, crude oil was shipped to the refinery storage tanks in anticipation of the reopening. Approximately 350 employees and contractors will work at the refinery once it is fully up and running. The rebuild is expected to cost nearly $1.2 billion.
All right. Well, I don't know about reading the report, but if you're looking to curl up with a good library book, the Duluth Public Library is making it easier for you.
Yes. The Duluth Public Library is making it easier for more people to access its collection and check out materials. Up until now, residents needed to show a photo ID along with a proof of address to obtain a library card. The policy typically results in 2 to 3 people a day being turned away. But since the start of this year, no proof of address is required, just a government-issued photo ID. Library manager Carla Powers said the old policy concerned her because it seemed to discriminate against patrons on the basis of their lack of a permanent address and affected people who are already at the margins and could most benefit from using the library. People without a proof of address will now be eligible to receive an easy access card, allowing them to check out up to 4 items on the spot. They will also be provided with information about what additional documentation is needed to obtain a full access library card with additional capacity to borrow materials. Byron Johnson, the library's circulation coordinator, said he believes the new policy will benefit people in supportive residential housing, those experiencing homelessness, and residents who have recently moved. In a similar vein, the Duluth Public Library did away with overdue items in 2019, and in 2020, the library also offered curbside pickup service so residents could still access library materials, even while buildings remained closed to the public due to concerns about the potential for transmission of COVID-19.
All right. We've been joined by Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. Our theme song is composed and performed by Bruce Nelson of South Range, who is one of the few locals that our featured guest, Kelly Smith, hasn't performed with, at least not yet. We leave you with more of her music. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.
So long, and never hoping for a thing. You say that I am bound for a good end. A bit of faith will give me